Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. I got a phone call from someone the other day claiming to be from PG&E. First of all, I'm skeptical of any unsolicited phone call, especially when they want information. But we had just dealt with a few issues with our bill, and this guy wasn't looking for information. He just wanted to see what our satisfaction was in resolving our issue. So I told the guy I'd take his survey. He ended up asking about 15 questions that were all rated on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 meaning I completely disagree, and 10 meaning I fully agree with his statement. Here's the problem with this survey. Number 1, we've been trying to resolve a few issues with our billing, and they're still not resolved yet, so I'm already jaded, meaning most of my answers were going to be a little lower than usual. Number 2, the last bill I received nearly gave me a heart attack. And I've been ranting to anyone and everyone who will listen about how expensive our utility bills are getting. In order to shut me up, my wife decided to make a spreadsheet with all our utility bills for the past 5 years. Now she's worked up because she saw that our gas and electric bills have doubled in 5 years. And number 3, according to ABC News, PG&E announced a 25% increase in their profits to $2.2 billion for 2023. So I might not be the best person to ask about my current satisfaction rating of your company. The survey contained a few questions that would generate very different responses if they were asking about personnel or the corporation as a whole. While I'm no Bill Clinton when it comes to answering questions, I've never asked what the meaning of the word is, but I am a words guy, and the telemarketer giving the survey kept asking questions that could be interpreted more than one way. So I kept asking him to clarify himself. On a scale of 1 to 10, how positive is your opinion of PG&E? I asked him to clarify this question. Are you talking about the corporation or its employees? Because my opinion of the corporation is about a 3. My opinion about the employees is a 10. I have several friends who work or are retired from PG&E, and I highly respect them. The employees of PG&E often work in unfavorable weather, also in dangerous situations, at all hours of the day and night. I applaud the workers who are keeping lights on and our homes warm. On the other hand, a quick Google search of why people hate PG&E brings up all kinds of issues, like the 2010 San Bruno explosion that killed 8 people and injured many more, or a list of wildfires over the past few years that have taken lives and destroyed homes and businesses. The recent rate hikes aren't helping in their popularity either. So I guess I should think twice before I answer another phone survey. But maybe they should think twice before calling me with another unsolicited survey. Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you had a good weekend. Stay warm out there. This is not Tom Baudet, but I'll keep the light on for you. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.